Hey, Skull, do you want to go for a ride on the golf carts?
Immediately!
Hey, Skull, do you want to do a Star Wars marathon?
Immediately!
Hey, Skull, do you want to go buy the newest Justin Bieber album?
I don't listen to crap.
Hey, Skull, do you want to begin Sourcecast 2.0?
Immediately!
Hello, Sourcecast listeners. This is Skoblaka Shertigal, and welcome to Sourcecast 2.0. I'm here now with the new co-hosts of Sourcecast. Please welcome Juchan17 and Ancient Fairy Dragon.
Woo! Yay, hey, you guys. Oh, am I supposed to enter now? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Juchan17 here. I am a girl. Just thought you might want to know.
Yes, and I'm Ancient Fairy Dragon, not a girl, as Skull just mentioned and broke the internet a few days ago.
If you didn't know that by now, you've been spoiled.
You're spoiled, children. And in case you didn't know, to the three people out there, I'm not a girl. Anyway, so, this is officially the beginning of Sourcecast 2.0, Episode 1. We'll think of an awesome title during editing. I chose Juchan17 and Ancient Fairy Dragon to be the new co-hosts of Sourcecast based on their love of animation and the fact that they just sound so awesome with their voices. I mean, doesn't Juchan just sound just like Alu?
I do not sound like Alu. Do I?
Everyone, you be the judge. Anyway, so...
You say I don't.
Ancient, you say it because I just don't have the heart to lie.
I'm sorry, Juchan. You sound like a loon.
No!
Well, now that that's out of the way, I'd like to make a mention that in future episodes, starting with episode 2, we will have guest co-hosts, which will be basically those who applied for the job of co-host, the permanent co-host, but didn't get it. They include Dragon Tamer, Imagine, Fiddle Fox, and a few other people, including my fiancé. So, once we marry, which will be June 16, if you want to send a congrats email, then just go ahead. That's great. We accept Visa. Once we get married, she will be joining us for an episode. That'll probably be the July episode. Maybe even later, who knows, but that's something to look forward to. She has a username on the website, but I don't want to say what it is because there's a history of spamming on stuff like that. But anyway, so the final order of business we'd like to mention before we get full swing into the podcast is the new Sourcecast website. As previously, this was designed by Kane, and you can access it at sourcecast.kane.co.uk. The new site has a complete redesign, new features, and honestly, in my opinion, it looks much better. And since Ancient and Juchan are new to the show, I will let them go through the site and say what they like about it, what they don't, and I'll leave it to them for now.
Oh yeah, the new website is awesome. I mean, I wasn't on the old one that much, but from what I remember, it's definitely an upgrade. They got the one thing wrong. They called me a female publicly, but I think that's fixed now, so it's all good.
Yes, well, I'll pretend that didn't happen.
What, was that you? That was your fault, wasn't it?
It was my fault.
Sorry, I spaced out there.
The site? The website? Sorry, everyone, it's like, Juchan... It's 2:30 in the morning. For me, it's 1:30 in the morning. And for Ancient, it's...
11:23.
Wow.
Not in the morning.
Unlike previous Sourcecasts, where all of us were almost exactly in the same time zone, the three of us are pretty spaced out, so... But hey, we found a time that works for us, so it works great. So, your thoughts on the site?
It's nice. I like it.
Well said. That was deep. That really hit. That really hit where it counts.
It's so deep, you know? Let's introduce the first part of the site news. Alright, talking about the April Fool's joke on the sites. Thank you, Mighty Balto 1925. You are so awesome for thinking up this. Characters need to be migrated to a source of their own. Oh my goodness. What a stir that caused.
Yeah, I believe that news post had almost 120 comments on it.
Yeah, it was a lot of comments. I remember commenting on those. Didn't fool me, though. Although it is, I gotta admit, it is a... It would be a good idea, but I have a feeling that if it did happen, things would get bad. Like, really bad.
Like, on what characters you're moving? Are you moving all characters? Are you just moving Sparkle Dogs? Which I could go off for hours on that one, but... Or non-Balto-related characters? I mean, if there was just a source dedicated to people's own original work, then
it would be DeviantArt.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that was the idea with this, but... April Fools, everyone! You got fooled! Nah, I have no idea who got fooled, seriously.
You got
but
owned.
Hey, it was better than the girls' fashion source that he's been doing every year. And Yapala Boom.
So. I thought it was a yogi when I first heard that one.
Next up on our site and forum news is the Find It game on Animation Source. And I'm going to make everyone say it just like now. Just like that from now on. Find It! The way that Find It works is the site infos builders on all the sources, as many as can be contacted, so far it's just me, Mighty, and Sweet for Werewolf, are going to be hiding the words "you found it" in an official section of a source, for example, the DVD section of Lady and the Tramp on Lady and the Tramp source. And the object of the game is for as many people to find it as possible. And you get points based on being the first one to find it on whatever source it is. And we tell you which source to look on. And whoever racks up the most points at the end of the tournament, which will be... It'll be May 15. Whoever has the most points gets a prize, and everyone else who even participated will get prizes. And I have actually no idea what the prize is going to be. I have to figure that out. If you have a suggestion, send me a private message. I'm the one in charge of it all. So, that's all about the Find It game on Animation Source. Animation Source celebrates 8 years of existence this May. Yay! Applause! Juchan's actually been here on Animation Source. She was member number 11 to join.
I can't believe it.
8 years ago.
I can't believe it. Really? 11? Oh gosh, are you serious, really?
Now I feel like a youngster.
I feel so old. so old. But, yeah, it was a long, long while. It actually says on here that I joined on January 6th, 2 days before my birthday, in 2005. Apparently that's enough to make me number 11.
Yeah, that's freaking amazing. I'm member number, like, 10,216.
I don't even
Not
know
really,
what.
But thanks.
So I'm number, like, 10,000. There's 10,000 members and 200 separating me and Juchan.
Wow.
So we've gone through 8 years of Animation Source. It's seen its ups and downs, and I actually think that it has had better days than today. But that doesn't mean that its future is bleak. Here's looking to the next 8 years of Animation Source. If internet still exists, then who knows? We may have something better.
Something better than the internet? Oh, Skull, they're gonna crucify you now. Don't even suggest such a thing.
They better not do that. I have very sensitive wrists. Anyway, you're celebrating 8 years of Animation Source. Remember, this May. Been Ancient, I guess, can introduce the site and forum projects.
For Dragon Tamer's audio drama, the preliminary recordings are done, and if you have recorded already, then you can just record your lines and send them in. And if you want a part in his project, then all you have to do is record your voice and send him the file so he can look at it.
So, that's it for DT's audio drama. The next topic is, should the Sourcecaster still sing? It was discussed a while ago back in Series 1. Is it still a go or a no-go?
Yes. No. I heard Skull
no.
sing. I was gone.
Dear Skull, don't quit your day job, please.
So yeah, should we sing? If you think we should, send it to the mailbag. If you think we shouldn't, then it's for your own safety that you send it to the mailbag.
Because we don't want your laptop screen to get broken by our horrible singing. Then we'd have to pay for it.
And also, if you want us to sing, tell us which song to sing. I will not sing Justin Bieber. I'll tell you that right now.
And I refuse.
I could make him sing Justin Bieber.
Good. Do it. Do it.
I'm not really that scared, actually.
Make him sing Justin
Really?
Bieber. Yes. Make him sing Justin Bieber.
I actually don't know any of his songs, so that would be a setback, wouldn't it? Now that that's out of the way, in our current events section, we've got reviews of The Lorax, which we don't actually have a review of, we just wanted to say it's out. If you haven't seen it, go and see it if it's still in your local theater. And then we have a review of The Legend of Korra TV series, and I'll leave that up to Ancient and Juchan.
Juchan, you want to go first on this one? Because I got to ask
Well, I'll just say off the top of my head, I have not seen the show yet, so can't really review it, but from what I've heard of the series, I'm hearing it's some kind of good so far. I am, however, a fan of the original series, you know, Avatar The Last Airbender, or I think in some areas it's called the Legend of Aang, I think it is. I'm probably wrong. I might not be. Tell me if I am. Yeah, I am a fan of the original series. I have all of the episodes. I have, I think, almost all of the DVDs. Yeah, I'm an Avatar.
The Legend of Aang. Yeah, you were right. A young Aang. Aang talking to you. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I agree with Juchan, though. I'm an Avatar, also. I love
Woohoo! Avatars unite!
And the new series was nice, because I watched, the first three episodes, and there may be spoilers in here, so, cover your ears.
Cover your ears.
How
would that work?
It would work like this. If you can visually picture me just covering my ears right now. I'm covering my ears so I can't hear you. That's how you cover your ears, Juchan.
I shall try that.
Yes, okay. So, I think that the series is really good. It sticks with the same animation as the last one, so it's still beautiful like it was, and although the changes to the Avatar verse, so to speak, they're really modern now. It's wow. In I don't know how many years it was between the two series, but it's they have all sorts of new things, which I'll try not to be too detailed for those of you who haven't seen it, but the only real problem I had right now with the series would have been the characters, and I'm not going to judge the characters as a whole right now, because it's only the first three episodes, but I'm not a big fan of Korra. I mean, I do like female leads, and I'm not being sexist or anything, but it's just the way that
sexism
they wrote her character.
Bad.
I know, yes, yes, that is bad, but the way they put her character, in my opinion, felt more like a guy character. I mean, she's just one of those really talky, spur-of-the-moment, action-driven females, and I have nothing wrong with the fact that the new Avatar is a girl. I mean, there was... Oh, who was that Avatar? That female Avatar. Avatar Kyoshi, yes.
Yeah,
bringing
Kyoshi.
Back some old history. Now she
memories.
Was awesome. Nostalgia. But,
nostalgia
yeah.
is epic.
Yes, it is. But they have a lot of work to do, because I know during the last series, they developed really, really well with all their characters, the best one being Zuko. Insert fangirl moment right here, Juchan. But yeah,
yes.
Although a 10...
No, we'll lose sound bit?
Yeah, what's with that? Come on, Juchan.
Yay, we all love Zuko!
Nothing like that?
Zuko, I love you! I don't know.
There we go! You heard it straight from the wolf's mouth!
No!
Carry on, Ancient.
That was perfect. But yeah. The rest of the characters are okay. I mean, I like Tenzin. He's very funny to watch. I mean, he's got that teacher role just perfect. Especially considering that he's Aang's son, so... Yeah. I mean, he's probably gonna become
That's
a
That's not a spoiler.
Yes. I told you there were spoilers, so...
No, but that's not a spoiler, because everybody should have figured that out by now.
They
should have been on the internet.
But yeah, the rest... Everything else, it's perfect. I mean, the action is entertaining, the villains, I'm not going to say anything about them yet, but they do look really cool. And yeah, I mean, overall, I give it a 10 for animation, probably a 7 for characters at the moment, just because I haven't seen that much, and 10 for pretty
and
much
and it just
everything.
Got started, so
yeah, so I'm gonna be watching it to see, and I would definitely recommend it to any fan who wants to see the Avatar series. Or even if you haven't seen the old one, you can still watch this new one, because there's stuff that carries back to the old one, but it's not so much that you would be lost if you didn't. So that's all for my review. Hope you'll give it a try and see what it's like.
Moving on to upcoming The Pirates Band of Misfits, which actually comes out after this recording, but before it is published. So we can't really review it very well. At all, actually, so... Anyway, that's out. Then there's Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. Which comes out in June, I believe?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I like Madagascar. Although the second one was kind of creepy. A little bit on the creepy side, but... If this is gonna be the last movie that they make, they better, like, give it a decent ending and not leave them stranded again, because that would just be... It would just be frustrating, or give them a permanent home, but I don't know. I'll probably want to go see it when it comes out.
Woohoo!
Then there's the new Pixar film, which I think everyone's excited about, Brave! Actually, I can't think of that many people are excited. Juchan and I are two of them.
And I am just one who has not really heard of it. Surprisingly. I saw a trailer.
I mean...
Yeah. But Brave. I'm really excited for this, namely because this will be the first time Pixar has a female protagonist. It looks to be a pretty straightforward story. I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of the best films of the year. But considering that this is going to be a really big year in film, that's saying something. Last year just sucked with... movies. There were, like, no good ones that came out.
There were a lot of hit-miss ones, you know.
Well, I didn't mind last year for me. I mean,
the best film of the year was a black-and-white French silent film.
I know, really.
Really?
The Artist.
If that's considered the best film out there, what is the world coming to? Should we just start going backwards?
I mean...
Wait, does that mean Disney will go back to 2D animation?
That would be, but it's not going to happen. So, The Artist was pretty good. I'll give it that. But anyway, so there's Brave coming out. Definitely looking forward to that. And then a new video game coming out, Epic Mickey 2. There's actually a trailer for it on YouTube now, so go and find it. Just search for it and you'll find it, trust me. So, it looks like this is going to be a direct sequel to Epic Mickey, which was the phenomenal game that came out in 2010 or 11, I believe. I think it was 2010. So
I can look it up.
Recently, but Epic Mickey 2 is going to be like a continuation of the same thing, but better graphics, new characters, new things you can do. It just looks absolutely awesome. Except that I don't have a gaming console.
Aww.
One of you want to take on fan section? And remember, Johnny Toopy gets a shout out.
Yes, Johnny gets a shout out because he has a new chapter for his, I believe it's his Lion King story. I don't know the exact title, Johnny, forgive me. But yeah, you should go check it out. I mean, I have read some of his stuff and he's a pretty good author. He's also on fanfiction.net if you want to find him. I don't have his author's name, so you'll have to ask him for that. And if you have a shout out for anything else you've done, just send it in.
Can't you tell? We're dying for mail.
Hey, you made a rhyme.
Please send us our mail. Send us some mail. Please.
Please. Pretty please.
Pretty please with a chili on top.
And now, moving on to Extra Talk. The scavenger hunt, which you guys may remember from mid-2010 that UK White Wolf tried to start, the scavenger hunt has been canceled. I don't think it really got on its feet anyway, so if anybody wants to pick it up, then send a private message to Steve and he'll take care of the rest.
Somebody,
you know, for some reason I didn't hear about this.
It's on the forums only.
Ah.
So, if you want to pick up the scavenger hunt, maybe you can pretty much make it your own at this point. You could do whatever you want with it, so long as you're the one who actually emails Steve and tells him you want to take care of it. Like a good owner of a good pet.
Do yeah, it. Just so you know, it's going to be a lot of work. I mean, UK tried to get it off the ground and it kind of failed. So you're going to have to put a lot of time into this and have some great organizational ability.
If you want more info on it, then you can listen to Sourcecast Series 1, Episode 5. We had UK on and she gave a big rundown of what the scavenger hunt was about. And I actually don't remember too much about that, actually. Wait, no, it was episode 6. I'm sorry, episode 6. That shows you how little I remember.
So in other words, it wasn't that memorable.
You could say that.
From what I'm finding out, any other interviews and guest appearances on here are right now being postponed so that we can, you know, reorganize and settle things, you know, with new peoples and whatnot. Trust me, we got big things. I'm trusting that there's big things. And, you know, heck, we want everybody to be a part of it, so chill for, I don't know, some time, and we'll put you in it eventually. Good enough? Eventually.
Eventually. Good enough. Yeah. And if you want to be on the show, then send a message to the mailbag. But we're not just going to have anybody guest co-host except for the people who applied for the job and didn't get it. If you want to be on the show, then give us a specific reason. Like if you want to advertise your fanfics or your fan art, or if you have a good idea for the website or even for Sourcecast, then make sure to put that. If you just want to be on the show for the sake of being on the show, no. Sorry.
Yeah, but we will be doing live shows in the future, like where you can hop into our little convo and listen to us.
Yeah, live shows. This is like the only live show we're not doing. And moving on to the final order of business, the mailbag. So, let's go to the mailbag and see what we have this time. Nothing. Okay, that was quick. Now, our new question for the mailbag, please respond, is, We have a few things in mind for the future of the podcast, but we'd really like your suggestions. What do you like about SourceCast? What don't you like? What do you think we should add or change? A topic on this will be started on the SourceCast section of the forum, so please post your answers, or as always, email them to sourcecast@gmail.com, the official mailbag. So yeah, if you got anything that you want to say about SourceCast, send it as a mailbag, because we will read every single thing we get. And then we have a second question that's actually more of a question, rather than just a plea for you to send in suggestions. Should Ancient Fairy Dragon change his name so it doesn't sound like he's a girl? Say that in your Aloo voice, Juchan. Just please say, I think it's cute in your Aloo voice.
I don't think I can, not while I'm laughing. Oh, crap.
Hey, you think you got it bad? I was drinking a drink when you started laughing. Made me start laughing. Guess where the drink is?
Laughter is contagious.
Please don't change your name, Maester Fairy Dragon. It sounds cute.
I don't know.
That was dead on. Oh, okay, question three.
Lie.
Doesn't Juchan make an excellent Aloo?
No.
My turn to embarrass Juchan. Why, yes. Oh, yes, she does.
No.
Okay. She's turning red, which I really can't see because this is an audio-only chat.
I'm going to get sued by Lacey Chabert. Oh no, hide your children.
As always, our mailbag email is sourcecast@gmail.com. We also have a forum topic in the other section, and be sure to use Kane's new mailbag form at sourcecast.kane.co.uk. Our live channel, which we'll be doing all our live episodes on, is tinychat.com/sourcecast. And a new thing we're going to try to do is, if you have a voice recording of yourself for the mailbag, then you can send that in. We accept all different kinds of audio files, MP3, WAVE. If you got a recording of yourself saying something to the mailbag, then send it to sourcecast@gmail.com. Please try to keep the recording to 30 seconds or less so that we can fit it into the episode. And that's pretty much it for the mailbag.
First off, obviously, thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening to all of our shenanigans, hijinks, and whatnot. We promise the future will be brighter and probably better. Yeah, we do not believe in boring people here, so.
Boring is not a word that we are familiar with. If you were to hear the unedited version of this episode, you might agree. If you see Juchan and Ancient on the shoutbox, be sure to tell them what a great job they're doing on SourceCast. Trust me, from my end, and I've been doing this since episode 4, they are doing awesome. They're great co-hosts. They're wonderful people to be in this. So, and if you thought otherwise after hearing this episode, then be sure to tell them that. And if not, tell them that anyway, because that...
Please tell us anything. I can use the crit, you know? The critique game.
We're so desperate for mail that we just want to hear everything.
Give us your mail. Tell us what you... Oh, wait,
yeah.
That was last segment.
Okay.
Oopsie!
Yeah, once again, the official website for SourceCast is sourcecast.kane.co.uk.
Wow.
You can also find us on iTunes, the Animation Source forums, and you can send an email to sourcecast@gmail.com for the mailbag. And finally, be sure to check out the new website from Kane for SourceCast 2.0, again at sourcecast.kane.co.uk. And
you're just going to drill it into everybody's heads now, aren't
yeah.
you?
Sourcecast.kane.co.uk. That's sourcecast.kane.co.uk. Somebody give me a rap beat. No. Sourcecast.kane.co.uk.
Wow, that was the worst rap song.
Yeah.
No.
Again, if you think
don't
that, we should sing.
No.
No. Anyway, thank you everyone for listening to the first the first episode of SourceCast 2.0. I am Skull.
And I am not a girl.
I am Ju-chan. I am a girl.
I am ancient. Skull is a girl. No, just kidding.
Okay. With that out of the way, thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back next month with episode 2.
If we make it that far.
If we... So, how about we say bye on 3, okay?
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 4, 8, 3, bye!
Bye! Oh, you totally messed me up with that call. Bye now!